European countries, along with China and other big global polluters, are wrestling with how to deal with global warming. But as the world gears up for the climate change conference in Copenhagen, Washington is focusing on healthcare. The timing of Washington's healthcare debate has many countries scratching their heads, and it has environmentalists and climate change folks nervous. All agree healthcare is important, but globally they say it's out of step. And when you ask Americans what the president's working on, few mention climate change.
Probably healthcare and fixing the economy.
On the economy and fixing the Actually, what I think he's focusing on is the healthcare issue.
This week, Afghanistan. Last week, healthcare. The week before, the economy.
He's focusing on healthcare primarily, which is very important, but he also needs to maintain his focus on the economy.
What's not being talked about is climate change and the global talks coming up in Copenhagen. Dan Atzi is a professor of environmental law and policy at Yale University. He also has experience as a climate negotiator. Atzi predicts the healthcare debate will continue through the end of the year.
I think it's going to be very difficult, given the political effort that's going to be required to achieve success on healthcare, to imagine that climate change can be taken on in, during the same time period.
Atzi says there's only so much President Obama and members of Congress can take on at once. Climate change and healthcare are two major issues that can't be resolved overnight. As time wears on, the talks are shaping up for an outcome that looks more like the failed Kyoto climate agreement from a decade ago. After Kyoto, Congress refused to join the rest of the world in capping carbon emissions. Atzi fears that could happen again.
The healthcare debate at the present moment is occupying all the political oxygen in Washington, and that means there's really nothing left with which to drive forward the response to climate change. And as a result, our negotiators will go to Copenhagen without any real game plan in place for how the United States is going to step up and be a constructive part of the response to the buildup of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
A lot of people say the U.S. needs to pass a climate change law before going to Copenhagen, but others say maybe not. They argue it's not a bad idea for the U.S. to go into global climate talks without a law because it could allow negotiators to be more flexible. Regardless of how it's done, cutting greenhouse gases is now more pressing than ever before. With Washington paralyzed by the healthcare debate, the timing is just bad for climate change.
If there were ever a time, you can say that about healthcare and about climate policy.
That's energy analyst Randy Udall. He says President Obama has a lot on his plate and should be ready to compromise.
Obama's not going to get nearly as much as many of us had hoped for in terms of healthcare reform. And he's not going to get nearly as much as many of us had hoped for in terms of energy policy. He will get something, but it's not going to be a half a loaf. It'll be a quarter of a loaf.
Pundits say President Obama is putting all his political chips in the fight for healthcare. And if he loses, he'll have almost nothing left to spend on climate change. For the Environment Report, I'm Conrad Wilson.